Good day. Good day. Not real hot. A little muggy, but not hot. Great day. So on the day, I'll be before you just for a few minutes. I promise you, if you give me 15 minutes. 15 minutes. That good? Hit and quit it? Can we hit it and quit it? Can we hit it and quit it? Count it off. Be careful. All right. So today, I want to talk about, I'll speak to you on the topic of how busy are you? Absorb that for a minute. How busy are you? In a time where we're just running and ripping all the time, seemingly the world is just spinning like on this axle. It seems like you could just see it going faster and faster. Or when you think about how things are and what's going on around in the world, it just seems like we're going so fast. But when you stop and think about it, how busy are you? How fast are you going? How fast am I going? As Pastor says, when you read, slow down to the text. How about we just slow down to life a little bit sometimes? As the old folks used to say, take time and smell the roses. Amen. Scripture I'm coming at you is Luke 10 and 38, and it reads thus. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by the preparations that had to be made. She came in to him and asked, Lord, do you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Amen. How busy are you? How busy are we when it comes to serving God, Father Almighty? Are we doing ministry regularly? Ponder it for a minute. By that, I don't mean a 9-to-5, like getting up, going to work. By serving in the capacity of being productive with God is what I'm talking about, because there's so many ways that we can serve him on a regular that we don't have to be constantly feeling as though we're sitting in the pews. Are we doing unto others as we want them to do unto us? Am I my brother's keeper? How many times have you asked yourself that? Am I my brother's keeper? Are we actively looking to do kingdom work? Are we sharing our faith by spreading the gospel around on a good basis, on a regular basis, wherever, no matter where you go? And by that, I don't mean like being a Bible thumper. Because you ever ran into a Bible thumper where every time you turn around, they're pulling the Bible out on you. And they want to read a scripture to you. And they want to tell you how you're not living right. But yet, what does the word say? We all have fallen short of his glory. All have sinned and fall short of his glory. Amen. But all we have to do is let our light shine no matter where we go. Sharing the good word, sharing the good news, sharing maybe what God has done for you. So particularly for those who think God doesn't hear the prayer. You ever met someone that said, I don't think God's listening. I don't think God heard me. Or maybe said it yourself. I've asked before, God, are you listening? Because I prayed for this and I prayed for that and it hasn't happened. But yet it's what? In God's timing, correct? So who are we to rush him? He, after all, he is the provider, right? He's going to make it happen when he says so, and usually he's on time with it. And afterwards, a lot of times you see it afterwards, like, wow, okay, God, you knew what you were doing. But we get in the rush. How busy are you? Are we praying openly on sight when we run into that person in Walmart who stops you, strikes up the conversation, down in despair? Conversation of no hope, can't see their way out of this problem. Dog that had puppies, cat that had kittens, don't know who they're going to give them to. On and on and on. To the point you go, oh, God, should have went over to the next aisle. But we have to learn to take time with them, amen? We have to be about God's work. This might be the correct timing when God has ran you into that person, and they need that hope. They need that shoulder to lean upon. They need to hear that word. They need that comfort. Sometimes a soothing word from somebody is better than medicine in itself. Amen. Y'all quiet on me in here. Maybe this ain't never happened to y'all. You never ran into that woman in Walmart you wish you hadn't ran into, especially when you're in a hurry. Boy, you got somewhere to be and you run into somebody and they just want to go on and on and on about all the problems they got. And you feel like saying, well, wait a minute, let me share some of mine with you. Drop it on them and see what happens. But are we helping people out as we could? Are we being about our Father's business? Are we helping that widow next door by cutting her grass? Or maybe she has no license, she has no car, she needs to go grocery store, she needs to go to the doctor. Are we offering up a ride? Are we just waiting to see who's going to come and take her? Do we and are we resisting the attack that the enemy would try to put on you on a daily basis by fighting it with the word of God? Or are we just trying to fight it in our own flesh? Because you know you try to wrestle with the devil, he'll wrestle with you all day long. He'll say, bring it on. But if you put the word of God on him, he'll flee quick. He'll get on out of there. But then sometimes, you know, we fall short and we do want to wrestle with him. I got this one. Attacking with the word. Don't use the word just on Sunday morning in here or when you go to Bible study, but we learn to use the word. Trials do come and trials will continue to come periodically throughout life. Unfortunately, that is a part of life. If we didn't have trials sometimes or go through some tests sometimes, I think we'd think that we got it all conquered, we got it all made. But you're going to go through some things sometimes, and I think sometimes that, and that's just my opinion, these trials come because God's going to say, are you going to turn to me? Are you going to depend on me? Or are you going to depend on this flesh? Because Paul said what? In this flesh dwells no good thing. Because it will lead you down a bad road. Amen. But we've all done that before. How will you respond to the attack? How many trips will it take you to go around before you decide to say, okay, God, I'm going to give it to you? That old saying, how many licks to get to the center of a tissue roll pot? Well, how many times do we have to falter? How many times do we have to fall down? Especially when you wrestle with that same old thing sometime. God, I give it to you. That's how we should respond. Pray. How many times do we take time even to meditate before we pray about some of the things we want to talk about some of the things we want to ask God, or about some of the things you might be wanting to hear from God? Because we have a tendency to always know what we want to take to God. Well, I got some bills due. How am I going to pay that tuition? I got to get little JoJo in college next week. Oh, my God, that's going to be. And we want to go on and on and on and on and on with our list of things. Instead of saying, okay, God, how do you want me to look at this? How do you want this thing to work out? We've been there. We were dealing with college debt of our son. And out of the clear blue sky, out of a blessing, all college debt one day was forgiven. Woo, boy, we were picking them up, putting them down in that house, praising God. All his college debt that was remaining was forgiven. That was nobody but God. And then we got a refund. Amen. So the college ended up paying us back. Amen. And he still got the degree. So God can work it all out in his time and in his way. And that was just like a relief. You know, it was like, yeah, we were hounding the debt, you know, but that was just one debt we didn't have to pay anymore. So I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. We was dancing and shouting, and he worked it out, and he will. That old song, give it to the Lord, he worked it out. Baby need a new pair of shoes, he'll work it out. Bill got to be paid, he'll work it out. That pain I feel, he'll work it out. I said several times, I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with this aging thing too well, because all these pains and stuff that I'm starting to have and issues with the body and surgeries. Never thought in my life I'd go through all of this. But I'm okay. He's working it out. Because the pain comes, the pain goes. Take a painkiller, keep it moving, and say a prayer. Keep it moving. Still a whine about it. Oh, it's me again. I can't do it. You know? But he still gave me my right mind. As long as my mind stayed on him, Jesus will work it out. So when your best friend is under attack, don't go down the same rabbit hole with that person. Don't join in on the conversation always and agree with them, because we do that too. We have a tendency. Girl, I know what you're talking about. Brother, I know what you're talking about. Been there, done that. This is what happened to me. Excuse me. Don't go down that rabbit hole, because they'll take you with them. Instead, maybe converse with them with the word of God. Well, you know, have you prayed about it? Put the word on it. Don't be the Bible thumper. Let me pull out the scripture on you and tell you what I got going on here. But just tell them, you know, in a nonchalant way, well, God's going to work it out. And he'll give it to you. Sometimes standing right there, you say, Holy Spirit, speak for me. Speak through me. Because I don't know what to say. It's like the day I said, Lord, hide me behind the cross. Let your spirit come forth. They don't need to see me. They need to hear you. But we need to be productive in season and out of season. Just, again, how busy are you? Keep pondering that and think about it. Do we need to slow down sometimes and give in a little bit? Instead of saying we got 100 things on the agenda, because I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. My wife will tell you. You got more things going on. It was dark out there last night. I was still out there spraying my rose bushes because I seen the beetles started chewing on them. I'm upset because those beetles will eat your roses up, boy. I said, oh, no, you don't. So I got the spray out on them. It was dark, but I was still spraying. See, that's my agenda. That ain't God's agenda. Let's say God, I should have said, God, get them beetles off my bushes and let him worry about it. We all have lives outside of the scope of our worship service in the morning on Sundays or our Bible study on Wednesdays. However, God is always on the throne. I remind you, Deuteronomy 31:8 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I reminded God of that so many times. Sometimes you have to do that. You have to remind God of his word, because he's not a God that he should lie. So if he said he's going to do it, he's got to back his word up. Therefore, let us be about his business no matter what the schedule is, no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation is. Give it to him. God, you said it. I didn't say it. You said it. I'm trusting you and I'm believing you by faith. Amen? We always have faith for the easy stuff, but when the tough stuff comes along, that's when your faith is tested. That's when you find out what you're made of. So I don't know how I'm going to get out of this one. This is a real hard one here. But if you give it to God, whoo, how many know he'll work it out? Come on now. We can be productive for Christ and still go about our daily tasks. While you're doing your particular task, you can be praying. Just think about what's going on in Texas. Some of it's coming our way with some of this weather we've been having. But we can still be praying while we clean the house, praying for the state of Texas. People we don't know, interceding for them. They're faced with devastation. I've asked myself before, what in the world will we do if it hits up here like it does all around us? Because whether you know it or not, we live in a blessed area in this little state. A lot happens around us. Fires, floods, catastrophes of all kinds. But we seem to live in a blessed state where it just goes around us. We might get a little wind, and then we even complain, Lord, it done blew my tree down. Limbs all over the place. I was out there last week picking up all kinds of limbs. But it's all good. How about when you look at the 6 o'clock news? Whew, anything good on it? Very seldom, but yet I'm a news buff. I like to look at news. But I was taught to know what's going on around me, so I like to be aware of what's happening. But I take it further than just what's here. What about what's going on in the Middle East? Are we praying for that bloodshed over there? In reality, it's really an ongoing Christian war. It's been going on for years. It's a holy war. But a lot of people don't see it that way. Sometimes they're arguing over a little strip of land and all that type of things. Read your Bible, and you'll see how they did that. And they still do to this day do it. But we need to pray for those military men and women who are over there fighting fighting for a right that they believe in or decide that they're on, even if you don't believe in it, you have to fight for them. We may even have some of our U.S. citizens over there trying to go to school. I think I saw in the news last week where some students were rushing to get home back to the States. But these are harsh memories that will linger in the minds of those people for a lifetime. I pondered that. I thought about it. We live in a safe place. We don't have to worry about bombs, boom, boom, going over our heads, homes being devastated, everything you own gone, having to pick up and run with just what you have on. We're so blessed, so blessed. So we need to be interceding and praying for these folks. God, work it out as only you can. Intercede on behalf of them, because the effects of war can't be good. We do have some of our own people who have been through war before, have come home and not normal, living normal lives, still having some issues, whether physical or mental, but they're having some issues. We could go on and on and on. We could name it. We could talk about it, but what are we going to do about it? We have to pray, because prayer is the only thing that what? Changes things. Prayer does change things, and sometimes you got to be consistent with it. I remember one time, what was that old thing? If you ask God for something once, don't ask him for it twice. And then we learned, wait a minute, what's wrong with asking for it twice? What's wrong with asking for it three times? It's going to be in his timing, but some people made you believe that, wait a minute, you're worrying God, and you can't keep asking over and over and over. He's already heard you and everything. You're not worrying him, you're worrying yourself. He heard it the first time. It's going to work out. Maybe he's just saying, let it go. I'll give it to you when it's time. Let it go. Didn't get that loan. Let it go. Didn't get that new vehicle. Because guess what? He got one better for you down the street. Cheaper. Let it go. He'll work it out. Maybe we can get involved in different ways. Just by maybe sending donations. We got a few places that we like to send contributions to monthly. My heart goes out to the kids in the hospital, St. Jude's. I just think of how blessed I am to have grandkids, and he's just a couple. We got enough to loan y'all some if you want them. But I think about how blessed that all our children are healthy, don't have any issues, you know. And when I look at these little kids in St. Jude's, my heart just goes out, you know. But yet they are like some of the happiest kids. They don't even realize what they're going through sometimes. But yet I look at them being as small as they are, having these issues that's going to be with them for a lifetime. So we're just blessed. So maybe we can just donate where we can to help out any sort of a relief effort. I remember when I was in Cub Scouts, I guess I was 7, 8 or whatever. Vietnam War was going on. And we did care packages. The Cub Scouts did. And never forgetting, we putting those packages together, had the boxes and shaving creams and whatever it was that we was putting in there to ship out to the soldiers. And we did it. And I was so proud of that for years and years to come. They even put us in the Star Democrat where we cheesing, holding our boxes, packages in the boxes. My mom had that picture, and I'm sure to the day of her death, she still got that picture somewhere home probably. But it was just the way we gave back here. For our soldiers that were fighting over there. So it's different ways that God can have you contribute. And that's ministry in itself. Amen. We made a local paper whenever we were cheesing and packing up these things. And people thought that was such a great thing to be sending those to the soldiers. We can do that. If you go online and just look up relief funds, you never know. Different ways you can give. And the Bible says what? Give and it shall be given unto you. A good measure. Come on. What? Somebody knows it. Come on now. Running over. I like that part, running over. I like that part, running over the abundance. Amen. We can get right here in our own county, right here in Tarver County, we got homeless. It took me a while to see that, but I've really seen that. We got people who are hungry and homeless. How do I know it? I know of a couple camps around town where they're camping out in their tents. But you know what? One thing a homeless person is smart enough to do, they will get a tent. Go to Baltimore and see all those tents up under them, Beltway and whatnot. They smart enough to put some shelter over their head. And some are right here homeless. How do I know? We fed them. Back at our old church, we had a soup kitchen. What was it? Every week, every certain day of the week, we did a soup kitchen. And we fed it. It was people always lining up. It was always people looking for soup. We did it in the fall to winter. So it was soup time, you know. But we can do that, you know. We can give. We can do ministry in different ways. Again, just how busy are we? Will you take the time out to give what you can? It's easy when you see it right in front of your face, but what about behind the scenes? Invite a neighbor, invite a friend to church. They're going to make up excuses for you. I can tell you how many times I've invited people to come here. I'll be there. I got this going on. I got that going on. Okay. Once upon a time, it used to bother me. It don't bother me anymore because I'm just going to pray for them. It's in God's timing, too. They'll come. It may be when they're in despair or whatever, because that's usually when people decide, I found Jesus. He was already there, wasn't he? When they found him, he never got lost. But they don't understand that. But they, you know, the time comes when it's in his timing. They'll come in the doors. I know pastors say all the time, she see all the chairs full. And that's the way you got to see it. You got to visualize. You see the church full. You see the people coming in through the doors. And it will happen. It will happen. It's all in his timing. Amen. But when you think about the story of Mary and Martha, I know I got off track there. Martha being the oldest of her siblings, she always thought she was in control of things. She was in control over Mary, her brother Lazarus. She always paid attention to detail, and she always wanted to run the show more or less. When Jesus came to visit the house, she decided that she was going to just get every little thing right. And I understand that. When you're having company over, you want to make sure things are tidied up, make sure things are right, because on a daily basis, we live in our homes, and everybody doesn't stay neat and clean all the time. Maybe clean, but not neat. Jesus came to visit the home, but Martha's desire to serve the guests actually made her neglect the guests. She missed the best part. It was an old song, when we gonna get to the good part? She missed the good part. Mary became, y'all can tell I was a DJ, right? Mary became so entwined, bring it back. I knew he was gonna go there. Mary became so entwined with Jesus being there to speak that she patiently sat. Mary sat at his feet and she wanted to hear everything that Jesus talked about, every little detail that he had. But Martha worried about every little detail of the meal and the home and all that. Missing out on the good part. Mary just insisted to sit down, but Martha got so upset she insisted that Jesus should tell her, help her out. What did she say in 41? Lord, in 40, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Jesus so gently corrected her, though. He was gentle about it. Martha, Martha, my dear, you are worried and upset about many things, but a few things are needed. Or indeed only one. Mary has chosen a better one and it will not be taken away from her. And then by that one being just to sit and listen. Sometimes we got to do that. Just to glean off of what the Lord is saying. And that's what I was talking about, like before you pray. Sometimes just sit there and meditate and think about the goodness of God and the things. And he'll give you some things to pray about. Just be thankful. We don't always have to have an agenda. Pull it out your pocket, fall to the floor. God, I need this, this, and this. Don't work that way. Amen? Martha's complaint did no good, but Jesus was so gentle with her where he corrected her. He's like that with us. He'll gently correct us. Sometimes he'll get your attention in ways you wish he didn't, but he'll do it. Let's be about doing our service unto him. Steve, give me a little music if you would. I said 15 minutes, so I'm wrapping it up in, I think it's been 20, so. But it's a true service when you can serve him and stop being so busy and be more productive with it, because sometimes your busyness is unproductive. And you have to ask yourself, am I what I'm doing worth it? Can I count it all good, or am I just spinning wheels? Am I just wasting my time? Don't be so busy that you miss God. Don't be so busy that you miss him. We too might want to do a self-exam of our priorities, especially when it seems that we're going in so many directions. getting so little things done. And I've been guilty of that. I have 100 things on the agenda that I want to do. But I've learned to slow it down. I've learned to take my time. I might have a list, and I'm going to do this today, and I'm going to do that tomorrow. And I just thank God that retirement has been good. We've been able to just relax and breathe and get some things done and still have our needs met. So God is good. Yeah, well, sort of. We're relaxing 2 more weeks all the way. God bless their little hearts, but boy, they busy people. They'll keep you busy. We may not miss God by what we do and neglect, but overall, we need to check ourselves to make sure that we are okay. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you taking care of your body? Are you taking care of eating properly? Are you getting 8 hours of sleep? Are you feeling rested when you get up? Are you still tired? We got to learn to go to bed, though, with nighttime people we are. That's because we just find that to be the relaxful time. Right now, that's the peace and quiet. Put them to bed and sit down and go, kind of like that good cup of coffee. You're just so, so good. But are we spending quality time with the Father to hear from Him? What direction to go? What direction not to go? Are we praying? Are we fasting? Sometimes we got to give up some things to hear better from God. Amen? Jesus gave up His very life. He gave so much. And that's what kind of got me this morning when I started listening to the song about I love you, Jesus. He gave so much. Willing to give everything He had to go up on that cross for you and I. Are we willing to give a portion back? More than a portion. So in closing, again, how busy are you? And as Pastor would say, where is Jesus? Help me out. Where is He going? And am I going with Him? Amen. Think about it. Have a blessed day. Amen. Amen.